Hi. May I come in? Thank you. It's lovely to see you too. Well, I came over here because I had made this delicious pie for you. I worked quite hard on it. If you'd like to, I'd more than enjoy to sit down with you. Oh, your mother. You can go get her, but I'm just as fine enjoying this pie with you. I enjoy your company. It's not like that. I look at you as a very close person. Maybe a family member. If you could say that. Well, do you mind going to go get a fork and a knife? I would have brought my own, but I fear I would have scared you far too much. My knives are rather big. Yes, take your time. I do enjoy being here more than anything in the world. Welcome back. Oh, you brought your mom? Hi, darling. It's lovely seeing you. Well, they may be your child. However, aren't they old enough? You'll always see them as a baby. But in my eyes, they're more than legal. I don't think your young darling would want a cougar such as me to pine and to chase after me. It's rather expensive, don't you think? I mean, look at the area we live in. It's, how can I say this? Rather expensive. And you're still living with your mother. How could you ever afford me? But I suppose I wouldn't mind being your sugar mommy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got carried away. Well, let's enjoy this pie, shall we? I baked it with all of my love for you. I mean, all of my love for all of you. You're all very sweet, and I'm just so lucky to have you as my neighbors. Huh? You have to go? I suppose I can stay here with your mother, but where do you have to run off to so suddenly? Oh, a friend. Well, I do hope you enjoy your time with your precious friend. Oh, I do have to ask. Is this one of your little girlfriends your mother was talking to me about? It's not? It's just a friend? Well, I would have thought you would have had someone by now, but enjoy yourself. Oh my. Such a fine one you have there. I'm serious when I say I wouldn't mind taking them off of your hands. Let's enjoy this pie, shall we? I'll get going in a little bit. I just want one little slice. There we go. So, say, do they have any significant others? Anyone I should be worried about? I'm sorry, not worried about, but, you know, if there ever was a slight hope, they'd come after me. Do they have anyone? No, well, I'm sure you remember our little excursion. Don't you, Bethany? We've been friends for such a long time now. It must be very heartbreaking to hear that I'm going after your firstborn. But it can't be helped. Don't you see the way they look at me? Oh my god. Just like their father. And this time, they won't be coming back. Enjoy the pie. I'll see you later. Oh. To avoid any accidents, would you mind inviting them over later? I would like to catch up with them just a bit. No? No oppositions? You were so sweet. A kiss for your cheek. Bye. Well, I'm home now. Why don't I prepare that lovely little basement of mine? Just so I can spend a little bit of time with them. Just a little. Wow. Maybe I should stop waiting and just go for it. No. I couldn't just go for it. Although, I really want to. Is that a knock at the door? Are they done at their friend already? It feels too soon. But oh my, am I more than excited to have them here. Yes. I'm coming. There you are. Cutie. Come in. And sit down and make yourself comfortable. All right. Welcome. I'm so glad you came. Let me go ahead and get the remote. I left it on the floor. I'll just bend over ever so slightly. Oh, I'm so sorry. I felt that breeze and you didn't look, did you? You definitely did. How cute. You know, I wasn't kidding about earlier. I would more than enjoy being your sugar mommy. taking care of you, doing everything I can for you. If you would only accept me. Well, you know, your father accepted me. Yes, so did your mother. And now it's your turn. You couldn't be saying, oh, you waited more than 20 years to come after me? Of course I did. Because I wasn't even interested in you at the time. But I'm getting old. And I need something to spice my life up. And what better than a young, amazing, beautiful person like you. So, I'll give you some time to think about it. And here's some food to take to your mother. And you might be thinking, what? As I did your entire family. And I'm after you now. But come on. Most men would kill to have my body in their hands. And you. You look no different. But there is a different feel to you. And I am living for it. So why don't you come with me, and I can show you a thing or two in the bedroom. If you're willing to take that chance. Cutie. Take my hand. There you go. Now come with me. There you go. What a good boy. Now come with me. So, what things have you done before? Clearly, you know what you're getting into. You're coming into my bedroom. Don't you? Don't you know? Well, why don't you just sit down? And I'll take care of you. Just this one time. Promise it won't be anything too much for you. There you go. And you can lay back just like that. And then we can go ahead and unzip your pants. There you go. See? It's easy already, isn't it? Jeez. That didn't take long to get stiff, huh? You must really enjoy what you're seeing in front of you. tastes amazing. What's wrong? You don't think you'll be able to hold back? How cute. It makes me want to see you come. My, my. Already leaking. That really didn't take too long. Here. Sit up and look at me. Look at me as I lick. You like that? My, what a man. What? I drank all of it. It tasted wonderful. Thank you for the meal. I very much enjoyed it. So, do you think this is something you'd like to do? Maybe all of the time. Because if not, I mean, we can always work out something with you in my basement. You can't reject me. And I won't let you. I have the money to take you and keep you. So, let's start talking about our future plans. 'Cause I don't think there's anyone else I'd rather have with me than someone who can provide such delicious meals.